Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, my dear friends, my dear sisters and brothers, my brothers and my sisters. This is Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God. Tea time with Jesus and me. You're welcome to come and join us at the Traveling Cafe and have a seat at the golden table. The gold table. Hallelujah. And the gold table reminds us, gold reminds us of the mercy of God extended to us. Hey, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. Hallelujah. In spite of all that is going on in the world, the whole world, in spite of, God is good. Yes, he is. In spite of all that we're experiencing, all that we're seeing, we're standing in awe, for we have never seen such a thing. And I was thinking, this is the year that 2020, oh, seeing God, oh, with clear vision, oh, my God. And we all had plans, and we had our own version of what 2020 was going to be like and what it was going to look like. But my God, hallelujah, we're seeing the awesomeness and the power of God, hallelujah, in a way that we have never seen or sensed before. The unity and the oneness of mankind coming together, and our leaders turning to God at a time, such a time as this. Hallelujah. It took us all, I suppose, the majority, by surprise. Hallelujah. We were expecting something totally different. 2020. Hallelujah. I won't go there, but God is good. And this morning I mentioned a previous broadcast about Pastor Robert Nelson, Dr. Nelson. And I spoke with him earlier in the week, and I was hesitant about asking him to, because I wasn't quite sure what God would want us to discuss, and I didn't want to go ahead of God leadership. And not that he doesn't want us to have him on, but I got the sense that we needed to just hear the word of God. And I think Reverend Nelson would be in agreement with that. Just hearing the word of God. There's comfort in the word of God. There is faith in the word of God. Hope in the word of God. So we're just going to turn to some scriptures this morning and just hear the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. The word of God for the people of God. God is good, and his word is truly good. It's good for us. It soothes. It soothes the broken heart. Mm-hmm. It gives hope, and it encourages. And we need it. We need to pull on our Father today. Yeah, sometimes I say, okay, when I'm in prayer, all right, am I on the right page? Caught up in your emotions? Let's hear what God is saying to the church and to mankind. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to read the scriptures for today. And we have a few of them. Psalms 5, Psalms 1, 2 Chronicles, Psalms 91, Psalms 123, Psalms 125, Psalms 97, Psalms 98, and we will pray, and of course, we will do Numbers 6, 24, and Jude 1, 24 through 25. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Our God is good. And we thank him for soothing us, giving his word encourages us. His word gives us understanding, direction. We pull on the Holy Ghost this morning, welcoming the Holy Ghost in our presence. Hallelujah. To lead and guide and to God and to comfort us. Oh, yes, Lord. He's our comforter. Oh, Jesus said he wouldn't leave you comfortless. No. Said I go, I send the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Holy Ghost, for being in our midst, the Father and the Son. Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Son of the living God. Amen. Psalms 5. Hallelujah. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. My voice shall thy hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up, for thou art not a God that has pleasure in wickedness. Neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into the house. I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship towards thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness, because of my enemies thou wast straight before my eye, my face. For there is no faithfulness, in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulcher. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy thou them, O Lord. Let them fall by thy own counsel. Cast them out in the midst of their transgression, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor, will thou compress him as with a shield. Amen. 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 Praying that the word of God just reign over us. Just the Holy Spirit just flow in us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I didn't do three. Let's do three, and then we'll do one. Lord, how are they that increase that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which says of my soul, there is no help for thee in God. Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of my head. I cry unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy temple, out of his holy hill. Selah, I lay me down and slept. I awake, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000 of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all my enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah. Now, Psalms 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, not standeth in the way of sinners, not sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. For the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, 2 Chronicles 7:13. Ask that you hear with your whole heart the word of God for the people of God. Hallelujah. Hear the Lord says, if I shut up heaven that there should be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Amen. I'd like to interject a thought here. I asked this question years ago. What would it look like from heaven? Glory be to God. If all the children of God was linked together in prayer. Abba Shekuseka, Rami Kushekara, and encircle this globe with prayer. Ribi Sekor Mashi. Remember, we would humble ourselves and pray and seek God and turn from our wicked ways. What would it look like from heaven if we were all on one accord? Glory. Here it is, Shiku Ramasikopati. Oh, so many have it. Glory be to your name, Almighty God. Cry for help, Almighty God. Ooh, those who have turned to you. Let not one look back ever again. Ribishakor pastadada. Remove the very microscopic footprint. Habashikushika of the past. Almighty God. We need you, Lord God. We never needed you before. The whole earth is rocking and reeling. Abashididiosika. Ramakapasadada. Glory. We need to go up our Saturday. Oh, boy, I should have done it. You think? Rama said it. You think? Oh, God. Under the weight of sin. You think? Remissed it. We have no help but thee, great God. None. You think? Rama said it. Our eyes look up to thee, great God, Almighty. Our hope, our only hope. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some are being added as we speak. Hallelujah. Psalms 23. God, hear the cry. He said, all of your soul and your people. The Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. He maketh us to lie down in green paths. He leadeth us beside the still waters. He restoreth our soul. He leadeth us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for thou art with us. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort us. Thou preparest a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Thou anointest our head with oil, our cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalms 27. Our heart shall not fear. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host shall encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. The war should rise against me. In this will I be confident. One thing have I desire of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the times of trouble, he shall hide me in his provision. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock, and now shall my enemies be lifted up above my, be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou sayest, seek ye my face, My heart says unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witness have risen up against me as such as breath out cruelty. I have fainted unless I believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalms 91. He that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snares of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckle. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrows that fly by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he will give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall trample. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample on the feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With a long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Hallelujah. Psalm 97. The righteous reigneth, let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of owls be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the inhabitation of his throne. A fire goes before him, burn up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melt like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confound be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods, Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because the judgment of thy judgment, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord, hate evil. He preserved the souls of his saints. He delivered them out of all the hands of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of holiness. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Psalm 98. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm has gotten him the victory. The Lord has made known his salvation. His righteousness has he openly shown in the sight of the heathen. He has remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. Oh, all the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praises. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a song, with temperance and the sound of clarinet. Make a joyful noise before the Lord, the King. The sea rolls and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the mountains be joyful together before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world and the people with inequality. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. 123. Unto thee lift I up my eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look unto the hands of their master, and as the eyes of a maiden to the hands of their mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God, that he have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon us. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Numbers 6:24. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Jude 1, our benediction. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Father, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you. Thank you for being our peace, our love, and our comfort. And we lean on you, for you are our hope. And it is in Yeshua's name we pray. Amen. Thank you. And until we meet again, God loves you.